Summer Rock Party. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Listen, thanks for getting up early for us. I was just thinking, you know, you probably, with the amount of gigging you do, this is pretty kind and generous to pop in on the phone with us early on a Monday to talk about this show, Jim, coming up on Sunday at Vino Godfather Winery. What's the highlight for you? I'll just try to get right to it, because there's so many great, great musicians that are going to be a part of this thing on Sunday. When you get to play with an all-star cast like the one coming up, what's the highlight for a Jim Funk who's played with everybody and played everything?
Well, just playing with Steph is probably the highlight. Steph is a genuine virtuoso, and he's genuinely a nice guy. So sometimes those two things don't happen in the same package. And he's a great guy to play with. He's a spectacular musician, great company. Jeff Campitelli, likewise. The three of us have real nice camaraderie, personal camaraderie. So we have a lot of fun. And we only see each other, you know, very briefly. Steph comes into town a couple times a year, and he's got this. So we're like the local band when he does his concerts a couple times a year. And we don't have a lot of time together, so we're able to pull that together really easily and pretty quickly without having to spend a lot of time together to make the music work out. And then in this case, Steph's inviting a lot of guests from, you know, his time back in the day, you know. So this is going to be great to be able to. I played with Mark before, but some of the other guys from Pablo Cruz, Night Ranger and stuff, that's going to be all new for me, and that'll be a lot of fun.
Well, thank goodness you have the breadth of musical knowledge to do this stuff. A lot of it, of the gym, a lot of people who are familiar with you have seen you with Drew Harrison, have seen your tributes to Paul McCartney and, you know, Beatles influence type of thing. When you get together with a Steph Burns, looking, like you said, as a virtuoso, and some of these other musicians are virtuosos, and you don't have a lot of time to rehearse this stuff, you just have a great camaraderie and you've known each other for years. How do you guys come up with a set? How do you decide what kind of songs you're going to play, given that you guys have played everything across the board from pop to heavy metal?
Well, you got to pick songs that don't require huge amounts of preparation. And then in my case, I do have to prep my butt off. You know,
those, I'm glad somebody else does. I'm just saying. All right. Thank you.
There's some instrumental stuff happening at a level that, you know, I got to make sure I keep up. So I go over stuff a lot, and then we work out songs that Steph has time when he comes in. You know, we got to be able to throw together 2 hours without. He's real busy before he gets here, and he's not going to play these songs again, some of them, for, you know, until he sees us again. So he's not going to spend huge amounts of time getting ready. So then we have one day of rehearsal, and Steph and I will get together and do a little review before, but it's got to be songs that are low-hanging fruit and that we can expand on and kind of, you know, make let the, kind of them develop on stage if they need to. That kind of stuff, some open-ended kind of stuff, and not too complicated.
Well, for people who are musical fans, are going to get to see those extended jams, but they still will, I'm assuming, hear songs that they're familiar with, because you're talking about people who have been in bands everybody knows, especially Northern Californians.
Right. Yeah, and, well, so that's some of these songs I've never played some of these. Sometimes I'll play songs with Steph that's the first time I've ever touched them, but I've heard them a million times.
Right.
So they're familiar to me, and I just have to listen to them and make sure I get the gist of what's going on. Jeff Campitelli is also really, really good at the part where it's Steph says, so let's say we do something at rehearsal and Steph says, we don't go over the breakdown. You know, that's an in the moment mood thing. So Steph will say, look over, give us a look. And that means we're going to, the part he's going to play for a bit. So Jeff's really good at that. Jeff's very good at taking the song down to a lower level so we can get started with the build up and then building it up with the drums. Now he and I follow each other well. So that ends up being actually a really fun part for me. So on some of the songs were, because that's not the kind of stuff you do in a Beatle band.
Right, right.
In a Beatle band, it's by the, you know, it's the Bible. Play note for note, don't depart, you don't expand, you don't do any of that stuff. So it's completely different. And for me, it's a real nice change of pace.
It's going to be cool. It's the Summer Rock Party, Steph's Summer Rock Party. Again, you want to get tickets before they sell out, you can go to ftpresents.com. Jim, before we let you go, I just got to ask this question. I know reporter Rich Friedman had asked me to ask you this. It's a good one. What's the best compliment you can get after a show? You've got, you know, fans all over the place who've seen you in various bands, and they get to see you up front live with all these great musicians. What's the best compliment you can get from somebody after a show is wrapped up?
You know, I like it when people will tell me that my hair looks good. But mostly that's the...
Okay, that's good.
if my hair's not all sweaty against my scalp, then I'm really good. That's the one.
You've done all right. All right, so now you know, folks. That's what you need to say. If you're fortunate enough to run into Jim as he's running off stage or handing his bass off to the techs or whatever, just let him know his hair looks good, okay? Again, that's Vino Godfather.
Can I make one other little plug since you mentioned Drew Harrison? He and I are going to be at the Pioneer Tap Room on Labor Day Saturday up in Sassoon Valley on Saturday night, the 3rd of September.
Yes, that's going to be a great show, too. Obviously, if you can see these guys together, you, especially Beatles fanatics, Paul McCartney, John Lennon fans, you will love it. Jim Funk, you're a saint. Thanks for checking in, my friend.